Why is love so hard to find? And why do we so fear it when at last it is before us? Why do we wish to have love so much that we refuse it in our hearts rather than face the fear of one day losing it? But how can we lose what was never ours to own? Love is not a possession. Love is a drive for creation. And how can we lose creation? When two become one, when love brings birth to life, to experience, to reality, it is not ours to own. Love is the breeze that clears the clouds or brings the rain. It changes, expands, releases. Love is a delicate butterfly. We must allow it to perch gently on our hearts. If we try to hold it or push it away, we will harm the love and turn it into fear. Love is to be felt in our hearts, in our minds, in our bodies, and in our consciousness. It is this feeling of love that begins creation. This feeling raises us up above the entrapments of our daily life and allows us to soar above our cares, above our selfishness, soar into our hearts and dive into our creations. The secret of love is that, whether it lasts for a moment or a lifetime, love creates. Hello, and welcome to Multidimensional Meditations. My name is Dr. S. Carroll, and I'm happy to feel the collective consciousness around me. And I'd like you all to take a long, slow, deep breath and see if you can tune in and feel that collective consciousness as well. Feel all of us in the hub, sending our attention towards that center, towards that middle, towards that place in between, the place where the oneness can happen. Well, last week, we talked about releasing fear. So this week, it seemed appropriate to talk about choosing love. So, how do we choose love? Well, first off, we have to believe that it exists. And we have to believe that it exists in a place that we can choose it, like inside of our very own self. So first I'd like you to take a moment, get all snuggled into wherever you are sitting, or standing, or lying. And we're going to take a long moment to do another one of those progressive relaxations. And again, we'll begin with our breath. So take a long, slow, deep breath. And as you do so, I'd like you to breathe down all the way into your feet. Now I'm going to ask you to do something that might seem a little unusual. I'm going to ask you to take a moment and love your feet. Now the best way to do this is allow yourself to remember, to feel, to welcome a memory of a time when you loved your feet. Maybe your first pair of high heels or your first soccer shoes, or perhaps a time when you were running a race or dancing and you felt your feet, maybe barefoot against the grass or digging into the sand. Take a moment and love that feeling and love your feet. Feet are very important. As you breathe love into your feet, create healing. Create expansion. Expand your feet's ability. And relax. Take a moment and breathe into your legs. And again, I'd like you to allow a memory or a wish for a time when you were feeling really good about your legs and you were really loving them. They were looking really strong or really beautiful, or allowing you to do something that you were really enjoying and thinking was a wonderful experience. Your feet were grounding you and carrying you through life, as they are now. And take a moment and love. Love your legs. Love your feet. love the wonderful mobility and groundedness that they give you. And if there's any areas in your legs, your knees, your ankles, your feet that feel any discomfort, breathe that love into them. Remember, love heals. If there's any transformation that you'd like to see in your legs, your ankles, your feet, breathe that love into them. Remember, love creates. Now take another long, slow, deep breath and breathe into the area from the base of your spine to your waist. And within that area, remember the love. Remember wonderful meal you were digesting. That's also your sexual organ, so you might have some good memories there. And love that memory. Love that part of your body for allowing you to create that memory. Now take another long, slow, deep breath and breathe into the area between your waist and your solar plexus. It's a lot of vital organs there. Your stomach, your spleen, your pancreas, your gallbladder, many important organs. Allow yourself to breathe into that area of your body and allow that breath to travel through each and every organ from your solar plexus down to the base of your spine, loving all of those important organs where you digest, you bring in energy, you synthesize energy, and you release energy. And take a moment and make sure that that energy you release is love. Take a long, slow, deep breath and breathe in love for yourself and allow that love to expand beyond yourself to create a life that you love. Now take a long, slow, deep breath again, and this time breathing into your heart and your lungs and your chest. And feel all the memories of love. Allow the memories to come in of all the things that you loved doing, loved being, the people that you loved, the people that loved you, the pets that you loved, the things you loved doing, and who you loved doing them with, or where you loved doing them. Feel that love. And as you feel that love in your heart, and feel that love going up to your shoulders, allow that love to create relaxation. Allow that love to move down your arms, past your elbows, down your forearms, past your wrists, into your thumbs, your fingers, your second finger, your ring finger, your baby finger, and allow that love to radiate out through the palms of your hand. And as you feel that love, that healing, creative love radiating from the palms of your hand, take a moment and feel, is there any area of your body that needs you to touch it with love? Take a long moment. Allow yourself to touch that area of your body with love. Perhaps it's an area that has caused you pain, either physical pain or psychic pain because you didn't like it. Allow your hands to touch those areas, create healing, create balance, create love, expand beyond whatever former limitations you might have felt, and relax. And now finally take a long, slow, deep breath and allow that love to move up the back of your neck, into each and every hair follicle, and down into your brain, into your thoughts, into your consciousness, into every desire that you ever wished, and fill it with love. Allow all the thoughts of all the things, oh, I wish someday that I could this, or wow, maybe someday I can that. Allow your thoughts to create the matrix to create the skeleton, the template. And now, breathe that love. Breathe love into that matrix. Breathe love into that template. Allow the love to gestate your desires. Allow that love to fill your thoughts, your wants, your ideals. Feel pregnant with the great creative endeavors that you have created in the past, are creating now, and will continue to create as you radiate love from every pore, every atom, every thought, every emotion. Allow the love to radiate out from your heart towards our wonderful circle. Fill our hub of collective consciousness with the love that you have to radiate. Yes, I can feel it. Feel it now. Feel all the love from all the listeners who are just giving it away, giving love away for free. You don't have to do anything to deserve this love. You don't have to be anyone to deserve this love. You are all giving love because you are love. Because you have love within you, you breathe out love. Because you are the core of love, you think love. Because you are love, you choose to feel love. How does it feel to have love within you? To take a moment to feel that love, like the early morning light as it shines through the window. Feel that love like a light glistening and dancing across the table. Now, in this time, remember the love within yourself. Now, when the light of love is near, allow it to enter deep within, to reveal yourself and to awaken ancient memories that know all, feel all, think all, and love all. For only in truly knowing yourself can you know another. Only in trusting yourself can you truly trust another. Only in receiving comfort from yourself can you deeply give comfort to another. And only in loving yourself can you intimately and longingly love another. Yes, longingly. Long for love. Think not what you can have or what you can do or who you can be. Think about love. Want love. Desire love. Feel love. You see, where we place our attention, what we want is a magnet. Allow yourself to want love. It's beautiful. It's wonderful. We are meant to have love. We are meant to share love, for we are beings of love. like you to take that love and allow it to move down from your heart and down into the earth. In fact, take a moment and in your imagination, visualize yourself in your favorite place in nature. Feel yourself seated on Mother Earth, Gaia, as I call her. Gaia is an ancient Greek term for Earth, and now is the expanded consciousness of Gaia. We are all Gaia, because every single creature on this planet is a part of Gaia's consciousness. So take a moment and feel yourself using your inner senses again, seated. Maybe you're on a rock, maybe you're on grass, maybe on dirt, maybe you're in the water, maybe you're in your backyard or on your patio, or maybe you're just watering your plant in your house. Again, whatever you experience, whatever you feel is perfect. This is your time, your hour. There is no correct way to meditate. There is no correct way to be yourself except to be true to yourself, to accept and to love you for the way you are right now. Right now, in this moment, allow yourself now to feel around in your place, your special place in nature, and use your tactile senses to activate those inner senses. Pick something up, touch something, and as you do so, love it. If it's a little tiny rock, take a moment to love that little tiny rock. That little rock is something that you can love. Perhaps a hummingbird or a butterfly or a bee or even a spider. Come close. Love it. It's all right. If you have any fear, just love that fear and tell yourself, it's okay. I'm choosing love. I am choosing love. I can push away the feel of fear and pull into me. Accept, ignite, ground into the planet, ground into Gaia, the feeling of love. Now allow yourself to feel the weather around you, if it's warm or if it's cool, if there's wind or if there isn't. Listen intently to your inner self. Listen to the wind through the trees, whatever part of nature around. And listen, are you taking just a moment to love that nature? Do so now. Take a moment, and with that great power of love within you, just breathe it out into your environment. Now, look around you. And as you look, take a moment, and that loving look that you would give to your baby, your beloved, give it to nature. Give it to Gaia. Give it to everyone around you. Now I'd like you to take a long, slow, deep breath and breathe down, down, down into the core of the earth. Down you go. Down past the crust of the earth. Down through the caves, the water. Down deep into the core, the heart of Gaia. Now feel yourself within the planet. Feel the planet around you like you feel your arms and legs around your physical body. Feel your planetary body. You are Earth. Now, take a moment and breathe in from the North Pole. Breathe in all the love, all the hope, all the desires for happiness and peace. Breathe it in to the planet, into your planetary body, into your physical body, which is your planetary body as well. Now, fill the planet with love. Go first and breathe to whatever area in which you live. And fill that area, your home, your block, your neighborhood, your state, your area, your countryside. Visualize it as it all lights up with love. And now allow that love to expand, to heal, to create as it moves all around the world till the planet is all filled with love. And with your exhale, any waste products, any fear, anger, dissent, allow it, just breathe it out of the South Pole. Breathe it out. Just breathe it out. Release it. Release the fear. Take a moment. Breathe in the love. Breathe in love and release fear. Breathe in love from the North Pole. Release it from the South Pole. Remember, love changes. Love expands. Love releases. Whether it lasts for a moment or for a lifetime, love creates. As you listen to the music, open up your heart. What do you want to create? What do you want to heal? What do you want to release? And what do you want to expand? To choose love every day. How you doing? Y'all filled with love? You feel the love within you? You feel the love around you? Take a moment. Feel. Feel how wonderful it feels to love. We're always seeking to get love and to receive love, and we forget that giving love is just as wonderful, and maybe sometimes more wonderful, because we have the ability to give love anywhere, anytime. If we can just take a moment to love ourselves first, to get grounded and connected, that's what we're going to do now. So once again, get ready for another meditation. This time, I'd like you to visualize yourself seated on the ground with your legs crossed. You can actually take a moment to do that if you wish. Or if that isn't something that's going to work for you right now, you can imagine it. It's the same. Either way, it's fine. So I'm giving you a moment to adjust yourself. Now, feel yourself seated with your legs crossed in front of you, your back straight, your spine straight, your head balanced perfectly on your neck, your neck balanced on your shoulders balanced on your chest balanced on your lower torso, and your lower torso balanced on your hips. Your hips is the back of the tripod. Your cross legs create the other two angles. Create the triangle upon which you are balanced. So now I'd like you to take another long, slow, deep breath. We're going to take a journey down into the core of the earth again. So starting with your heart, that wonderful center of your love, and the area of your breath. Isn't it wonderful how your breath and your love are together, so that you can breathe in love and breathe out love. Inhale love and exhale love. Now inhale love, and as you slowly exhale, exhale that love down past your waist, down past the base of your spine, and from that corner of the tripod it goes down into the earth. Breathe that love out into your left leg. From that corner of the tripod goes down into the earth. Breathe out love through your right leg. From that corner of the tripod down into the earth. I'm sure you're ready for an inhale. So just take a moment and relax. And inhale slowly and gradually, going back down into the core of the earth. As you inhale from your heart and your chest, breathing it down through your body, out through the base of your tripod. Breathing down past the crust of the earth, down past the sand, the caves, the water, the oil that we need to keep in the earth. Down past the caves, the caverns, the rocks, down deeper and deeper, deeper to the molten core of the earth. And you see Gaia's heart beating like a golden sun. As you breathe your energy down to the core of the planet, from the core of your heart down into the core of Gaia's heart, take a moment and string your love around Gaia's heart and feel the energy of Gaia's heart as you combine your love with Gaia's love. Mother Earth, our mother, our home, our planet, the place where we can learn, where we can grow and experience love. Now slowly we're rising, almost like a helium balloon. And we're rising up beyond Gaia's heart. We're moving up through all the layers, up through the crust of the earth. But we leave an opening from our little tripod that moves out in the directions as we create a pyramid that goes up around our right arm, our left arm, and up from directly in front of us, and up from directly behind us. But at the very top, as it moves up, it's moving up past our elbows, moving up past our shoulders, moving up past our necks, up past our heads, but we're leaving an opening at the top. For at the top, we are now allowing ourselves to shoot our consciousness up into the wonderful one, the one of all that is, the one of spirit, the one of light, the one of unconditional love. And now we're allowing that one to come down through the top of our heads, down across our eyes from inside, and down inside across the inner part of our throats, and down into our heart, where it stays and it beckons the love of the female, the masculine, unmanifest energy of spirit is coming down to join with the feminine, manifest energy of matter and allow Gaia's love to come up through that opening, in through your tripod, up through the base of your spine, and up past your navel, and up past your solar plexus, and into your heart where they meet in a burst of light and love. As the energies travel up from the earth and down from the atmosphere, down from the one, and into the one that we are, the one that we are with our multidimensional self, the one that we are with our planet. We are one. We are light. We are love. and feel yourself in balance with the One. Feel the oneness of all the earth beneath you and within you. Feel the balance of the Great One, of all that is around you and above you. Allow that which is within and that which is without to intermingle until there are no barriers. You don't have skin. You barely have a body. Well, you do, but it's so filled with love. It's so emanating with love and light that the boundaries have merged, have become one with all of life, with yourself and with every other self. Take a long, slow moment. Just relax within this space. Dear One, I call you to my side. Dear One, I give you all my pride. For now I know where I have been was not the place where I could win. I was inside my inner pain that had no sunshine, only rain. But now I feel my storm can stop, and all this heartache I can drop. I drop it now at Spirit's door and turn my back forevermore. I will not linger on my sorrow, but seek the love of my tomorrow. Besides, somehow I seem to know the light of love shall ever grow. For as I look within the One, I see myself glowing just like a sun. Regrets are gone. The past is now. For accepting love has shown me how to live in One with all of time, release the reason, and live in rhyme. My heart expands to hold all life as I release my need for strife. I've found the inner peace I've sought as love and joy your light has brought. Take a moment now and just imagine. Imagine a love that fills your life. Imagine a love that fills the planet. Imagine a planet of peace and love. What if all of us, for just one moment, for one moment in our life, if everyone in the whole planet took one moment to imagine a planet filled with love and peace, can you imagine the impact that that would be? Take a moment right now, all of our collective consciousness, all of you, I'm calling all of you, take a moment, imagine a planet of peace and love. First off, you'll have to imagine yourself filled with peace and filled with love. So let's start with love. Take a moment again and feel the love inside you, the love that you are giving freely, the love that you accept freely, and feel the peace that melts over you. Feel that love like a warm breeze, and the warm breeze touches your face, caresses your back, tickles your hair. Feel the sunlight as it blends into your skin. Feel it as it melts across your forehead, down your face, around your back, down your torso, down into your legs and your feet, and down into the sun of the earth. Now, imagine the earth within the sun. Imagine the earth as a sun. Imagine an earth so filled with light, so filled with love, that it is like a sun. Imagine yourself so filled with light, so filled with love, that you are like a son. What is it you'd like to release right now? Take a moment. Allow it. Allow it to be released. One, two, three. Breathe it out. Breathe in. Love. Your homework is to take a check-in. As you go about your life, just take a moment. One moment. Check in. How do I feel? This is a feeling I don't want to have. I'm breathing it out. And I'm feeling that love that's forever within me, forever within the planet, forever within the collective consciousness. I breathe it in. I breathe it into me. And I release that which I am complete. If I am living love, if I am being peace, it's possible. It is possible. Remembering to take that time, to take the time inside yourself to remember, I am love, I am peace. I hope that each and every one of you finds all the love that you wish and gives all the love that you wish to find. For if we really want something, give it away. Give it away for free. And that will create a magnet that will pull it back to you threefold.